This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I think I've got some interesting tunes lined up that I'm sure you're going to enjoy. And we're going to kick it off with one from the Osborne Brothers, and this is from an album called Haydn, and it's the first in a four-part series documenting the career of the Osborne Brothers, who came from a little town called Haydn, Kentucky, and went all the way to the Ryman Auditorium and the Grand Ole Opry, and taking a huge part in bluegrass music history. This album was done with Sonny Osborne on the five-string banjo and vocals, Bobby Osborne on the mandolin and lead and tenor vocals, Gene Wootton on the resophonic guitar and occasional lead vocals, Terry Eldridge on rhythm guitar and harmony singing, and Terry Smith on bass and occasional harmony singing. Glenn Duncan was playing fiddle, and I've picked out a tune that features Terry Eldridge, the rhythm guitar player, with the lead vocal on an old Flat and Scrog song called I'll Just Pretend, and that sounds like this.
You spurned the love I gave you, darling. I love you once, 'twas proud to own. You found someone that you love better, and in my grief I walk alone. I'll just pretend that I don't love you. I'll just pretend. Those happy hours we spent together, forever in my heart will mend. That's all I have for each tomorrow. For we may never meet again. I'll just pretend that I don't love you. I'll just pretend that I don't care. And when I meet you face to face, dear, I'll turn my head. I'll just pretend. Try my best to forget you. To love you now is such a sin. And as I'm facing all my friends, dear, they'll understand. I won't pretend.
Oh, some classic old Flat and Scruggs style bluegrass there with some superb banjo backup by Sonny Osborne. Didn't you think that? Let's hear from Donna Ulysses now from the album An Easy Climb. Here's a song called Lonesome Without You that she wrote together with her husband Rick Stanley. She's got a studio band in here, Keith Sewell on guitar, Scott Vestal on banjo, Andy Lefwich on mandolin, and the upright bass is played by Victor Krause. And Keith Sewell and Tony King are doing some harmony vocals here, and here's Donna Ulysses with Lonesome Without You.
Left it strangled. I'm lonesome. A deep dark blue. My heart's been cut in two. My tears run like the rivers do. I'm lonesome without you. Felt like a lawman's noose and you're scot-free. I'm here alone with this curvy throne, heavy as a two-ton stone. I'm earthbound and you have flown this evening without me. I'm lonesome, deep dark blue. My heart's been cut in two. My tears run.
A pretty complicated rhythm interaction going on there with the mandolin and the banjo there, wasn't it? It was interesting what you can do in a fairly straightforward song, and then you just put some ingredients into the backup and it suddenly becomes something pretty special there. That was Donna Ulysses. We might hear from her a little bit later in the program. Several years ago, I went to a bluegrass festival over in Victoria, Australia. It was a mountain grass festival. One of their guest bands was Special Consensus, and they were a great band, very popular with the crowd, as you can well imagine. Greg Cahill, or Cahill, we'd probably pronounce it Cahill, but I think it's Cahill, on banjo, and he sang the baritone parts. Justin Carbone played guitar and did lots of great singing. Ashby Frank played the mandolin, and David Thomas played the acoustic bass. Everyone sings, and they're a real special band. On this album, they got some special guests, Randy Caws on dobro and Tim Crouch on fiddle. We're going to hear them do an instrumental song, so it doesn't matter who's singing, does it? This instrumental is one called Snowball Breakdown, and it features some real hot picking from Special Consensus. Let's hear it. Some pretty fancy picking. Greg Cahill was certainly a wonderful banjo player, and he really kept the music driving along. Not that you needed it with that band, but they were very popular at Mountain Grass, and I don't know if they've ever gone back there. I went to the festival two or three times from over here in New Zealand, and it was always a great festival. Well, one of the first bluegrass bands I ever heard was Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys, and they've left an indelible impression on me. And the music that I heard from them was two concerts, live at Vanderbilt University and live at Carnegie Hall. And the songs, we later found out, weren't particularly typical of Flatt and Scruggs' repertoire, but it probably was appropriate at the time. And we later found out more about music and the progression of the band, but some songs just stay with you. And here's one called Yonder Stands Little Maggie. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, my band, did a version of this song. We took it and did all sorts of things to it. But I found a version of it on the Earls of Leicester live at the CMA Theatre in the Country Music Hall of Fame. And I really enjoy their version. I think they capture Flatt and Scruggs real good, and I just love the way they play Yonder Stands Little Maggie. So we're going to hear the Earls of Leicester do this song.
We're going to have to get the quick step going here in a minute now. Let's get up in the key of A and let's do Little Maggie one time.
Oh, yonder stands Little Maggie with a dram glass in her. Passing away her trouble by courting another man. Mm-hmm. girls were made for loving you. Little Maggie was meant to be found.
Everyone enjoyed that one, didn't they? The audience did and the band enjoyed that one. That's a lovely way to play it. And Charlie Cushman on banjo was just absolutely brilliant there. Who else was playing on it? I've got them here. Jerry Douglas on dobro, Barry Bales on bass, Sean Camp was doing those lead vocals and the guitar, Johnny Warren, Paul Warren's son, was playing fiddle, and Jeff White was doing mandolin and some lead and some harmony vocals. Ah, loved it. And that was Little Maggie. We might hear from them later on too. Thor Lawson's always been one of my favourite performers, and both his gospel music and his secular music are just excellently done and just so well executed. And this is from the album More Behind the Picture Than the Wall, which was a great song. But my favourite is Sadie's Got Her New Dress On, that opens the album. And this is written by Connie Lee, who we sometimes feature on this program. Dor Lawson's playing mandolin, Jamie Daly on the lead guitar and a lot of lead vocals, Darren Beachley, electric bass and does tenor harmonies, Terry Borkham, Duke of Drive, there on the banjo, Mike Hartgrove on the fiddle. And this is a light, humorous story about a girl whose mama felt she was of a marrying age. It's an in-your-face, hard-driving bluegrass song that I love performing. That's what Doyle says in the notes about it. So it's what a mama thinks about her daughter's due to get married. I'm not sure what age that is. New Zealand, very late teens, early 20s maybe. Not a heck of a lot younger. Anyway, let's not get into that. Here's Sadie's Got Her New Dress On from Dor Lawson and Quicksilver.
It's time to find a man and settle down. She purdied up her auburn hair, put on her best perfume, then headed for the dance downtown.
Oh, Sadie's got her new dress on, Lord, Lord. Sadie's got her new dress on. Her mama's done and said she's old enough to wed. Sadie's got her new dress on. Charlie Taylor said, I've never seen a girl with eyes that green. But Sadie Rose just winked at him and patted him on the head, then danced a jig with Willie Dean. Oh, Sadie's got her new dress on, Lord, Lord. Sadie's got her new dress on. Her mama's done and said, she's old enough to wed. Sadie's got her new dress on.
Looking mighty fine. And Billy said to Bobby, I was looking at her too, and I'll be the one to make her mine.
Oh, Sadie's got her new dress on, Lord, Lord. Sadie's got her new dress on. Her mama's done and said she's old enough to wed. Sadie's got her new dress on. Thank you.
Sadie's got her new dress on. Lord, Lord, Sadie's got her new dress on. Her mama's done and said she's old enough to wed. Sadie's got her new dress on.
Hey, look over there, Dole. Sadie's got her new dress on.
Oh, she's a looking good tonight, Jamie. Move old Billy out of the way. I believe she's looking at you.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, Sadie's got her new dress on.
It's got a real bounce to it. Terry Borkum's banjo playing has got so much incisiveness in it. There's not a note out of line, and he just picks. It sounds as though he's picking real hard, but I'm not entirely sure that he is. But got a great feel to it. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, raving on about the music that I enjoy and have been enjoying since the mid-1960s, and I've always enjoyed the music of Doyle Lawson, even before he set out on his own with Quicksilver and his days with the Country Gentlemen, and even earlier than that with Jimmy Martin. I've just loved Doyle's playing, and I've got probably 10 LPs and about 20 CDs of his music, and I have always loved it. Anyway, Back Porch Bluegrass, we're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and it's they're the big music store in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where this show comes from, and they do a great job of providing everything you can need to play music. I went in there and bought a book for my granddaughter the other day. She's playing guitar, and I got her a book on Taylor Swift that was all enumerated there with the notes and everything written out, the chords, and she'll be able to play Taylor Swift songs on her guitar, which is really neat. But they found the book for me and did a great job. They've got guitar and guitar strings and guitar straps and banjo strings and banjo straps and picks and everything you could want, as well as keyboards and drums and ukulele. Support your local music shop, folks. If you're ever in the Hamilton area, go in and see the people at Shearer's. They do a great job of promoting music and have done for more than 60 years. So I'm very tickled pink that they're supporting Back Porch Bluegrass. As I said, the show comes from Hamilton, New Zealand. The station is Free FM 89.0, independent community media. And the show is shared with access radio stations right throughout New Zealand. First aired at 10 p.m. on a Tuesday night in New Zealand here, and you can listen online at the Free FM website, or you can listen on your radio if you're within Kiwi of Hamilton. Otherwise, you can pick it up on one of the access radio stations around New Zealand, and I will talk about some of the other ways you can get the show later. You can also find out what I'm playing if you go online to Porch Bluegrass NZ to a Facebook page, and we try and post up the running list so that you see what the song was and what the album was, and if you want to chase up other music by those artists, that makes it a little bit easier to do that. What else? Oh, let's hear from Special Consensus again. They did an instrumental before. We've got a song here, My Heart Breaks Again, Special Consensus.
By love, so I had to make my skeptic heart believe that I could trust you with my world, and for a little while it felt so right to me. I was lost in the moment and forgot the way that love could leave you cold. Let you lead me on for so long, all the lies that you told. I can't go back and start all over before I ever let you in. So just like the leaves on the ground in late October, my tears
tears are scattered to the wind. And my heart falls and breaks again.
Sung by Ashby Frank and written by Ashby Frank, part of Special Consensus. Hope you enjoyed that. I'd like to feature a couple of songs from Longview. This album is just classic bluegrass music, and Longview features some people who are really well known in bluegrass music getting together just like a bunch of friends and really putting down some good music. Dudley Connell on guitar and vocals, Glenn Duncan on fiddle, James King on some vocals, Joe Mullins on banjo and vocals, Don Rigsby on mandolin and vocals, Marshall Wilborn on bass. And it doesn't say who's singing in each particular song on this in the album notes, but there's such good vocalists, Dudley and Joe and James King and Don Rigsby together. They all sing and they're all good tenors and they're all good harmonizers. But I've picked a couple of lesser known tunes, Southern Moon and then one called How Will the Flowers Bloom. And let's listen to Longview playing some classic bluegrass.
Thank you. to brighten up our home a little while. But her darling's eyes grew dim, God called her home to him. Heaven surely found our little child.
How will the flowers bloom in the summertime, since the sunshine of her smile has gone away? For the baby that we love had left us all alone, but I know we'll meet in heaven some sweet day.
When she was only three, God called her home to be with the angels up in heaven there to be.
How will the flowers bloom in the summertime, since the sunshine of her smile has gone away? For the baby that we love had left us all alone, but I know we'll meet in heaven some sweet day. Sunshine of her smile has gone away. For the baby that we love had left us all alone. But I know we'll meet in heaven some sweet day.
Some fine bluegrass music there from Longview. They just really get stuck in, and lots of passion in the music, and I really love that. One of the instrumentals that you need to know if you're going to pick in a jam session is one called Salt Creek. And I've got a version of it here by Hilo Brown and the Timberliners. And that's just a little bit of a... You don't understand the full extent of how good this version's going to be until you know that Hilo Brown's band, here's a guitar player and a singer with a huge range in his voice from low to very high. But in his band, he had Red Rector on mandolin, Jim Smoke on banjo, Tater Tate on fiddle, and Joe Phillips on bass. And there, that's just one of his bands that he had. In this band, he's got Tater Tate on fiddle. I think he's still got Red Rector on mandolin. He's got Billy Edwards on banjo this time. He got some good banjo players. And here they are doing the classic Salt Creek. The classic, just good tune to learn. It's great fun playing the banjo on that particular song, because it's just got that lovely lick on the F shape. Anyway, work it out for yourself, folks. It's a great tune to play. And that was Hilo Brown and the Timberliners version of Salt Creek. You may be listening on Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand, but this show also comes to you on Access Radio stations throughout Canada. Big hi to everyone in Canada who's able to listen to Back Porch Bluegrass. I really appreciate you being able to tune in on your local station. And there's a couple of radio stations in the USA that air this show, Bluegrass Planet Radio and the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. Thanks very much for tuning in. If you are listening on those people, on those shows. And but I know many of you tune in on podcasts, and I'm very appreciative of the fact that there's no such thing as a local radio show these days. You can tune in anywhere, and you might be listening on Spotify or iHeartRadio or Google Podcasts, maybe Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or even coming direct from the source, Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand. So thanks very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. I really appreciate the fact that you enjoy my take on bluegrass music. Much of this music just comes from my shelves. I've got quite a big selection of LPs and CDs lining my shelves, and before each show I sort of look at the stacks there and think, what shall I play now? What would people like to hear? Something well-known or something mysterious or vague? I realise the fact that I've got a very incomplete collection, and every time I get to see an old record shop or a CD shop, I go in and hunt through in the desperate hope that I might find a bluegrass CD that appeals to me there. But that's the way it goes. You're really listening to my take on music, which is why I call it Back Porch Bluegrass. We're going to hear from Donna Ulysses again, Banks of the Rhone River. And this is a song that she wrote, and it's about her great-grandmother. And she learned about her great-grandmother from her grandmother, and was told that the great-grandmother was a sweet little thing, raised 14 kids on a large farm, worked the fields, tended the children, cooked for dozens of people in a hot kitchen, and was selfless and gracious. And Donna Ulysses adds to the notes, maybe she didn't want a different life, but I wrote the song imagining that she did. And it's got a neat melody, and maybe you have a great-grandmother like this. Here's Donna Ulysses.
Sun up till sundown. My hands are all calloused from harding this field. The crops are a cycle that keep my days turning. Lord, I feel like an old wooden wheel. The evening are dreary at my harvest table. Silence gives voice to my empty heart, and I long for a Sunday when the sweet relief's calling from the edge where the I'll pine for that one.
Donnie Ulissi and her husband there doing a bit of harmony there, singing about her great-grandmother. Let's hear from Dawn Lawson and Quicksilver again. Ocean of Teardrops.
Ocean of teardrops, why she left is still a mystery. I'm going under for the last time in this deep blue sea of misery.
Well, I had no clue she was leaving. Without a word, she was gone. Now, thanks to her, I can be found drowning in an ocean of tears from now on.
I cried an ocean of teardrops. Why she left is still a mystery. I'm going under for the last time in this deep blue sea of misery.
Keep swimming in misery. Ever since the day she disappeared, I can't get over what she's done to me. I'm going under in an ocean of tears.
I cried an ocean of teardrops. Why she left is still a mystery. I'm going under for the last time in this deep blue sea of misery.
Gets deeper, and I'm being pulled beneath its undertow. Every hour I seem to get weaker. If I survive, well, God only knows.
I cried an ocean of teardrops. Why she left is still a mystery. I'm going under for the last time in this deep blue sea of misery. Ocean of teardrops, why she left is still a mystery. I'm going under for the last time in this deep blue sea of misery.
Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver doing some fine bluegrass picking there. Well, it's time for a gospel song now, and we'll get the Osborne Brothers to do one here. I've always liked the concept of taking the old gospel hymns and putting them into bluegrass style, and they do a great job of leaning on the everlasting arms. Here's the Osborne Brothers.
What a blessing is water. fear, leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Great to hear those old hymns done like that. One album that I got many, many years ago that I've always loved, Patti Loveless doing the album Mountain Soul. And she had some great songs on here and some great combinations with other musicians. And there was a song that I did. We used to do it with a young lady who lived in Hamilton, and she did a great version of this song. Pretty Little Miss, the song is called. It was written by Emery Gordy Jr. and Patti Loveless. And the lineup on the track is very interesting. Emery Gordy is playing the guitar, Butch Lee is playing the bass, Tim Hensley the mandolin. The fiddles are done by Denny Richardson and Stuart Duncan, so we've got some great twin fiddle sounding here. The dobro played by Rob Ikes. The banjo is played by Earl Scruggs, and that's really neat, and it's got a great feel. The background vocals are Tim Hensley and Travis Tritt, so she's got an all-star lineup on this song, but I just love the way she does this Pretty Little Miss. It's a bit of a companion song to Sadie's Got a New Dress On, a young lady going out and sort of entering the marriage market. Well, this is about the same sort of thing. It's not intended to be a sort of arranged marriages program, but turning into it, isn't it? Here's Patti Loveless with Pretty Little Miss.
Shady Grove, Pretty Little Miss, Shady Grove, my darling. Shady Grove, Pretty Little Miss, going back to Harlan.
Vision there, Pretty Little Miss. Well, we're getting close to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for this session. I hope you've enjoyed some of the more obscure selections that I think I've made in this show. I need to say that we've got Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session, happening on the fourth Sunday of the month, and that'll be fourth Sunday of April. I forget the actual date of it, but that's in a couple of weeks' time, and that starts at 2:30 in the afternoon. Is at the Waikato Contract Bridge Club in Brookfield Street, Hamilton East, and it runs from 2:30 to 5 o'clock. And it's just a jam session, get together, and sort of semi-concert of bluegrass music and some allied musics in there that you might enjoy if you come along. It's a very friendly gathering, and I do my best to encourage people to get up and play. Morrinsville Country Music Club, of course, has a concert on the second Friday of the month in the Morrinsville Community Hall in Canada Street there, and that's always a great concert, and I recommend that you go there if you like any form of country music. I think we'll take it out with the Seldom Seen Act One, their very first album, which absolutely stunned me when it came out in 1972. And here's an instrumental Cannonball featuring Mike Aldridge on the resonator guitar here. Thanks very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you can do it again next time. Bye.
Episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.